Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we are going to be talking about miracles. Miracles are one of the ways to identify the prophets and the messengers sent by Allah. Now, when it comes to Islam, we say, okay, if that's the case, what's the biggest miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last of the holy messengers? How do we identify, or what do we relate to as the biggest miracle of the Prophet? Well, all scholars of Islam, they believe that the Quran is the greatest miracle of the Prophet of Islam. When we say the most superior, it is because in the first place, the Quran is not an intellectual miracle, but rather has to do with the spirit and intellect of the people. And secondly, it is eternal and everlasting. And thirdly, it is a miracle which has cried out for 14 centuries. There's no other book, brothers and sisters, which can parallel this miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It says, if you do not believe that this is a book of God, bring one like it. This invitation to an equivalent or something like it or challenge has appeared several times in the Holy Quran. In another place, the Quran says, say, if the whole of humanity and jinn, they were to gather together to produce the like of this Quran, they could not produce the like thereof, even if they backed up each other with help and support. This is chapter 17, verse 88. In another place, it is said in Quran, and it has been made the condition for the bringing of something like it even easier. It says, bring 10 surahs. Okay, the first claim was bring a book like this. Now listen to this. Bring 10 surahs forged like unto it and call to your aid whomever you can other than God, if you speak the truth. See how the Prophet of Islam, because these verses were revealed at Prophet in his time, and Prophet, he recited it in front of people. So look at this. We said a miracle is something that you make an open challenge for. And this is exactly what Prophet is doing here, right? According to these verses, Prophet made an open challenge. He gave an open challenge to the ordinary people and all the people who could have listened to him at that time. And it is an everlasting challenge, brothers and sisters. This is what makes it so great. Now he's talking that even bring 10 surahs, okay, the 10 chapters. Then Quran says, if they, your false gods, answer not your call, know that this revelation is sent down, replete, with the knowledge of God. Then another place, Quran says, and if you are in doubt about that which we have revealed to our servant, then bring a surah, a chapter like it, and call your witnesses other than God, if you are truthful. This is chapter 2. Verse 23. In the next verse, and it's really interesting, in the next verse, it directly states, but if you do not, and you shall never do, guard yourselves against the fire. This is, again, chapter 2, verse 24. These continuous and successive invitations to challenge the Quran show that the Holy Prophet, he placed the greatest of emphasis and importance upon the miracle of Quran. Even though many other miracles have been recorded about the Prophet and have appeared in the books on Islamic history. Stay with us and we will return from a short break to discuss more about this greatest miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
People used to have serious contradictions about the shape of the earth for centuries, and most of them claimed that the earth was flat, just like a tray. The roundness of the earth has been verified as a result of logical and mathematical explanations over the last centuries. After the development of technology, it was also visually proven that the earth was round when men went to space and the moon. In fact, the Quran referred to this fact miraculously centuries ago. He created the heavens and the earth in true proportions. He wraps the night up in the day and wraps the day up in the night. The Arabic word which is translated as to wrap in the verse is kawara. This word comes from the same root as the word kura, sphere, which also exists in the Turkish language. In Arabic, this verb is commonly used in order to express the action of wrapping turban around the head, as well as wrapping an object around an aspheric thing. This verb, which is used for wrapping a turban around an aspheric thing, like the head, is also used in order to express wrapping the night up in the day. In the verse, while it is expressed that the night is wrapped up in the day, it is also expressed that the day is wrapped up in the night. The reason for the formation of day and night is the aspheric structure of the earth. The aforementioned action of this verse can only be actualized if and only if the earth has a spherical structure.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him? Mu'allim.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before the break, we were talking about the greatest miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the Holy Quran. And as we stated earlier, one of the ways to identify if it is a miracle or not is if the one who is performing it, that is in this case Prophet Muhammad, he makes an open challenge to everyone to reproduce and replicate this miracle, which we proved from the verses of Quran that the Prophet, throughout his lifespan, he did it several times, to a point where he started off by saying that, okay, if you can bring a book like this, then bring it, right? Prove me wrong. Prove that it's not a miracle. If you can't, bring 10 surahs, 10 chapters. And if you can't even do that, bring even one chapter, so on and so forth. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the reasons why Quran is the biggest miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, as the Holy Quran is a living miracle, we will in this discussion give greater emphasis to it. How they have remained impotent in face of this challenge, it is interesting that the Holy Quran places the greatest emphasis upon inviting the opponents to the arena, and with stimulating comparisons, it challenges them to enter the arena so that no excuse remain for anyone. So words like, and this goes back to the verses that we recited, words like, if you speak the truth, also like sentences like, you can never do so. Then in another place it says, even if you seek help from all of the humanity. In another verse, Allah says, bring at least one verse like it. And last but not the least, another place Allah says, if you become a kafir, a non-believer, a disbeliever, a flaming fire is waiting you, is awaiting you. Speak of this truth. This is very clear from these verses. Look at the confidence level of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's reciting these verses in front of the disbelievers. He's making and giving open challenge. These are all on one side. On the other side, the struggle of the Holy Prophet with the opponents was not a simple struggle, because Islam not only endangered their religion, which they firmly supported, but also endangered their economic, political interests, and even their very existence. In other words, the progress and influence of Islam caused all of the lives to be turned upside down. Thus, they were obliged to come to the arena with all of their power and force. So it was not like people did not take this challenge or this call seriously. When Prophet says, you know, prove me wrong, naturally they would do everything, the people of that time, they would do everything in their force and in their capacity to prove the Prophet wrong. Why? Because through Islam, their economic benefits, they were being hurt. Okay, the social model that Islam was presenting was different from the social model that those people at that time were accustomed to. So they would naturally retaliate, wouldn't they? Now, that said, no matter what the cost, in order to disarm the Holy Prophet, they would have to bring a chapter like the Holy Quran so that they could no longer rely on the Quran as a miracle. And everyone who believed in it would become defective, and it would become a document for proving their truth. Isn't that the case? They invited all of the Arabs who were learned scholars, like they were not ordinary people. They were learned scholars at that time to help them. But every time that they tried to challenge the Holy Quran, they were defeated and they were readily retreated. The story of these events has been recorded in the books of the history. Go and consult them. So alhamdulillah, we have this biggest miracle of Prophet and of Islam. We have to get connected to this biggest miracle of Prophet of Islam. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.